2025. This is the first episode of the year. Hello, welcome. Connor's here. Boom.
Yep, Ash isn't here.
Bing, bong.
No surprise.
He's ill. Genuinely, he is ill. I've messaged him before Christmas, and he was feeling like dog shit then. And he's had a terrible Christmas to the point where he's been off of work as well. So that's when you know he's really fucking ill, because normally he goes in and just shits and pisses himself at work. So it must be real bad because he hasn't done that this time.
Yeah,
so
he would have been loving the Christmas shifts doing
fuck all but
absolute,
pooing in the back of a van.
Absolute fucking nothing and getting paid 400 quid for
it's tasty, isn't it?
Sitting there shitting
Jesus,
yourself.
Jesus, bless him. So, So you're here saving the bacon, which is fantastic.
I'm back.
Which ties in... what the fuck? Oh, that's that. It's because of the zip. I'm like, what is fucking headset?
Everything's falling apart. The room's different.
Yeah.
It's
cold. Room's
empty,
it's echoey, late. Cold. It is late. It's getting dark.
The toilet light doesn't work. Yeah. So it was pissed by sound.
Toilet still flushes though. So that's always a fucking decent one. Right. There was a time when it didn't. And now it does.
It's all right. I'd go down the end of the garden and have a piss, but you know. Shit on the floor.
Oh. You know what Michael asked me today? It was like, when you do the podcast, he's like, what? How long does it take you to write a script? And I went, script?
Script.
Script.
Yeah, fuck that. We turn up and talk
shit.
Yeah,
he's asked me, he was like, what are you going to talk about? I said, I don't fucking know. I said, I don't have a clue. Still don't have a clue.
I haven't played
this
any
is
games
a gap filler.
Ages.
Well, this is the thing, right? So the only game that I've been playing
Marvel
is
Rivals.
World of Warcraft and Marvel Rivals, right? Which I know you haven't been playing Marvel Rivals.
Nay.
Reason that I'm playing it is because obviously we're in a lull with WoW, because there's no season at the moment, blah, 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 blah. And Marvel Rivals is all I keep fucking seeing on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. It's everywhere.
All of the Discord lot were like, oh, let's play it one day. So I was like, oh, I didn't know it was free at the time. And they're like, yeah, it's free. Download it. So I downloaded it on Steam. And oh my god, mental.
He's loving it.
It's a very, very fun game because it's just Overwatch but Marvel, literally.
Yeah.
But it's the graphics are better.
It does definitely. If you didn't know, it definitely does look like you're just playing Overwatch.
Yeah,
if you didn't decide all of a sudden see fucking
6v6 fucking
19-inch.
Oh yeah, the mods that you can get are fucking ridiculous. My mate Owen, he's got all the mods for it, and he was like, you don't want to see fucking Venom, because he changed, I can't remember which character it was, but one of them to the fucking, it was either Among Us or the fucking, you remember that? What was that game where you had to collect scrap?
Lethal Company.
Lethal Company. Yeah. It was one of those dudes, I think, where you could change into. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you don't want to see Venom. And he was being really shirty about it. And was like, no, go on, fucking bullied him into it. Fucking show us. And he streamed it. And then just gave us a quick glimpse. And yeah, it was Venom with a massive cock. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So what is that? But only you can see it if you've got the mod on.
Oh,
no one else can actually see it.
Fair enough. Fucking nude squirrel girl or some shit.
Yeah, there's loads of weird shit. But it's really good, really fun. The only thing
you can't
that
say free Taiwan though.
Can you not?
No. Have you not seen
Does it
that?
Block you from that? Does it ban you?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't ban you. It says
don't say that.
Inappropriate content in message or something.
Yeah,
like
great.
That.
it's the only thing that I would point out that I would quite like to see, which is a very fucking easy one to fix, and 100% it being a free game will be, is just more cosmetics.
Yeah.
Because the outfits and stuff for the characters at the moment are a bit waff, or the ones that I'm just playing are a bit waff. So you got the main character that I was playing is Jeff, the land shark thing. Never fucking heard of it.
Yeah,
before.
I don't know what that's about.
I think from the comics, maybe. I don't know. Someone can correct me on that. I'm not a Marvel or DC fucking fan. I'm not in that world at all, so I don't really know. And it's same with like Squirrel Girl.
Jeff.
I have fucking no idea where she's come from.
Jeff the Land Shark.
Mm. But he's a healer and he just squirts water on people. It's very, very fun. And then he can fucking... It looks like he's swimming in the water, but he's actually like underground and he's...
Yeah.
Swimming around, healing himself up.
When it says, what's the story behind Jeff the Land Shark? When the West Coast Avengers led by Kate Bishop defeated the West Coast version of the Masters of Evil that MODOK Superior was part of, MODOK Superior's former employee and nemesis Gwenpool found and adopted a baby land shark, naming it Jeff after a kitten of the same name Gwen had adopted earlier in the series.
Fair enough, we'll roll with that. Fun character. What I'm playing now, though, is Blair.
First appearance was January 2019, so very, very Zoomer.
Yeah. Well, I've switched to Scarlet Witch anyway. Oh. There's a running theme here, and at the moment I'm being bullied for it, and I won't stand for it for much longer in that.
Feet.
In World of Warcraft, I was maining, I've now sort of changed a little bit, a paladin, holy paladin, was Retribution, and then I've now gone back to Retribution. And it's like a free button class. You can fucking play it with one hand.
Easy cheesy.
It's extremely fucking easy and also very, very good. So it's very high on the meters. Most people fucking play one. They're the most popular class in the game, right? And there's sort of like a running thing that if you play that, you're a bit dumbed down because you're just playing an easy class.
You're just thick.
Now, with Scarlet Witch, so obviously where you're playing on PC, there's no aim assist or anything like that. But the movement on PC is obviously fucking so much superior, lot easier. Yeah. And
aiming actual weapons is...
Yeah. However, with Scarlet Witch, there is no aiming involved. So the way that it works is obviously you've got your orb thing, red ball bollocks thing, I don't know what it is, but you like fucking zap, suck the life out of people or whatever. And you use that.
Is she a support character or is she?
No, she's DPS.
Okay.
But it'll basically be like, say I'm trying to fucking kill you.
So that sounds a little bit like, who was it? Moira. Who had the beam.
Yeah, similar bollocks. In that, but the beam itself that you fire, all you do is hold down left click and it just consistently a stream comes out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be aiming at someone for it to be say you're in front of me, if I'm sort of aiming over there, it's gonna fucking it's like it has sort of like a 6-yard radius type thing, so it will just fucking whatever's within that invisible circle, it will start hitting and it will lock onto it. So in terms of accuracy and needing to fucking land shots,
you really don't need to.
You just hold down left click. There's no reloading. There's no nothing. One of her movement ability is that she goes invisible and can basically float away, move around and levitate and shit for, it's like 2 or 3 seconds, but she's immune to damage at that point. She on the outside looking in, she turns into a red orb and fucking floats away and then comes back, and you can do that twice and it's on like a 10-second cooldown. So it means that if someone's attacking you and you get down to barely any health, pop, see you later. Just off I go.
Seems like a very mix of a lot of Overwatch. They've kind of mixed
a lot of the abilities are very similar.
Overwatch characters, they've just gone, right, we've got new ones for Marvel and we're gonna blend a lot of characters' stuff together.
There's big similarities there. And if you right click, it shoots an orb which you have to aim with. That does a decent amount of damage. She also has another ability where she'll throw an orb down. It's like a mine that detonates after, I think it's like 1 second, and it'll throw a sphere on the ground, and if anything runs through it, they're stunned for like 0.5 seconds. And then her ultimate ability is where she basically fucking powers up, levitates, and she's like, pew! But it takes fucking forever, right? So she's gathering all these orbs that come up and then just fucking fires them out and one-shots everyone. I can't work out the radius of it. I can't work out the range of it. I can't work out the timings of it.
Yeah, I think I've seen a video and they've said it's basically you're a ranged DPS, but you have to be very close to everyone.
Be close, yeah. It's
to make that ult work.
Very easy, very fun class, but that ult, I must have used it maybe like 50 times and I've landed it maybe 10 because you either pop it, and obviously it's loud as fuck, right? So you hear her saying pure chaos, and obviously everyone's then looking around going, where the fuck is she?
Yeah, and then just focusing.
And then obviously you have to be next to the people that you're wanting to kill. And by that point, you're a big glowing red fucker. So they just turn around and go, bang, bang, you're dead. I've got some seriously cool fucking kills with it where I've wiped an entire team with it. There's very... it's probably the most annoying part about the character, if I'm honest. But getting back to it, people keep fucking rinsing me for playing that character. And like I explained to everyone in the Discord last night, I don't have... Not last night, that day, the other day, I said, I don't have all the fucking time in the world. All right?
You tell them.
I'm enjoying the game, okay? I've played all the other classes. I was shit at them, most of them, right? I'm sure I could get good at all the other classes. I can't be bothered, right? We found a decent comp, right? No one's whinging when we're playing a game and I'm sitting there 30-plus kills, right? Yeah. No one's fucking whinging then. Then when the game's finished, we've won and it pops up MVP, it's me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No one's fucking whinging then, right? You know what I mean? I have more good games than I do bad. Oh. So all this incessant fucking complaining, oh, you're playing an easy class, what if someone else wants to play it? Fuck them. Fuck them. Had that the other day.
If you ask nicely.
Someone was hovering over it, because I'm quick. We're unplugged into the Ethernet as well. I've got barely any loading time, so I'm just fucking straight in there, picking the character, and I'm quick on it. But and then
please,
someone joined us at random.
I wanted to play that.
Yeah, and they were hovering over it, and they were like, please let me play Scarlet Witch. No. No, not happening. It's the same shit in Overwatch. You go, I can only play this, that, and that. I go, don't give a fuck. I'm playing it. Too bad. Soz.
Yeah, it's fair to say that scene missed me quite a bit, the Overwatch. Like,
well, Overwatch 2 was... This is the thing I don't understand.
I don't know why either.
Well, me and Jay and Ash for a while were playing Overwatch 2, and I really, really liked it. I was playing Brigitte, and she's basically a paladin. She was a healer.
Yeah, it was like healer tank.
Mason shield, and again, very easy character because you could just fucking up front and just smack people with your mace and then put your shield up and then heal yourself at the same time. Again, an easy character to play. But I don't really understand what happened. That's why I'm so dubious about Rivals, because I lived and breathed Overwatch 2 for about 2 weeks. And then fucking put it down and never went back to it.
It's probably a bit of hype because there's no, like, unless you're playing Overwatch, and when did Overwatch 2 come out? So, you know, if people do seem to really enjoy that style of game, which isn't necessarily for me because I don't really want to play with randoms.
I'll tell you why it's mega fun is because I'm playing with a whole group of people.
I was going to say, Overwatch 2 came out in 2023.
Yeah, it's not old.
Replacement to the 2016 Overwatch.
I think you'd genuinely like it. I really do.
I think I'd enjoy it with the right people.
Because we're playing it, so you got myself, Owen, Joe, Wow Connor, Leon and John are the main, and then Leon's pal, whose name escapes me. So there's already more than a full team there. Yeah.
A squad, B squad.
It's good fun, man. When you're playing with people, it is genuinely fun. It's way more fun. If you was playing it solo,
that's always been the issue with them. What was it, 2016? I'm trying to think what I was doing about that sort of time. Yeah, I wouldn't have been or had a stable enough gaming group to play. Because was Overwatch 5 or 6?
5, I think. Pretty sure it was 5.
So it's like, didn't have enough people to get a stable 5-man to then enjoy it. And then you play with randoms and you know how fucking painful that ends up being, that you're like, I can't be arsed.
Well, there was a little event going on to get a skin and shit like that for Jeff. And it was basically basically Splatoon, where you cover the shit. Yeah. And it was fun, but I did that on my own. Didn't take long. And it was fucking infuriating because... whatever my team was doing was fucking useless. When I played a game with everyone in that game mode, we fucking obliterated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think there is an element of cohesion. It's just makes so much easier.
It's just easier because you can all talk to each other, go, right, this comp isn't working. I mean, obviously, I don't change up. I'm staying as fucking Scarlet Witch. This comp isn't working. We need to do something to change. Sorry, you need to do something to fucking change it all. I'm not doing anything.
Do better.
Very happy to sit there and whinge. Go, this isn't working with only one heal. And I am full well. I can switch over to play Jeff and be that extra support. I'm not going to, though, because I like the kills.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
No, maybe I've really not been on a gaming thing at the minute. I don't know why. I think Christmas, I was doing the mini painting fiasco, and after playing with my pals friends, and then it's just been Christmas and I have not had the energy.
Yeah.
But I think I'd probably give it a go, but I've got so much fucking backlog that I haven't finished Veilguard.
Fucking hell, yeah, Jesus.
Because that was like the last time I came on. I haven't fucking bothered with that. But yeah, well, I suppose if hang on, let me look it up. If it's free, then it's more likely that I'll give it a go, but
yeah, it ain't gonna fucking cost you anything. You download it, let the hype die down, stop playing it.
Yeah, Marvel Rival. Yeah, when everyone decides, yeah, they've had the 3 weeks worth of fun and they're like, yeah, there's nothing more to the fucking game anymore.
We're done.
Let's move on to the next
one. Well, this is the thing, is that obviously everyone's moving over onto ranked, and we've already got one person in the fucking Discord that's a grandmaster.
Of course.
Leon's fucking, I believe he's plat.
Fucking bunch of nerds.
That's what I'm saying. Fucking sweaty. Sweaty cunts.
I haven't got that many hours, you cunts.
Owen's fucking just as bad and all. They're like, oh, Jesus Christ. But ranked is fun because it means something.
Yeah, you're not getting fucking bottom of the barrel.
But also,
opposition. But
where most of us haven't bothered playing ranked yet, we are good. We're not fucking crazy, but we are good.
We're all good, so we're really good in fucking bronze tier.
Yeah, literally. So we jump into ranked and we're all still in bronze tier and you go, yeah, we're fucking slaughtering here. This is great fun.
You get to fucking silver and like, it's getting a bit harder now.
This is a bit fucking rough, getting the gold and then fucking playing. You go, yeah, this is tough, this diamond or fucking whatever, because they're all trying to get me to play League of Legends as well.
I'm
not touching it. I'm not touching it.
My powers, you know, Dan. And that's the other group I have that we play D&D, but they are still in the league scene and they have been since it came out, and I cannot understand it and I cannot join it.
John's a Buddhist because of League because of Legends. Of League,
yeah.
He was so toxic he started practicing being a fucking Buddhist. Like that's how mental that is.
What did I just see? I saw something on our Discord just popped up saying someone's streaming and I'm like
But I was talking to people because I said when everyone was trying to get me to fucking jump into it, because obviously off the back of watching Arcane, because I think that's where a lot of people have been trapped in it. They've watched Arcane, gone, this is fucking incredible.
I literally just opened the Discord. I haven't opened it in a few days, and so there's a fucking biscuit box, McVitie's fucking family circle box, and it's like, I could do with some of that.
Steph's got one fucking that's so funny. We were literally slagging one off last night.
Yeah,
we got no biscuits and she was like, I've got a family circle upstairs. We both looked at each other. I was like, oh, it's such a dead box of biscuits, but we'll open it anyway.
Yeah,
have a little magic.
When you got nothing else, I'm just like, that's why I've just looked at it and gone, I could do it with a biscuit.
Oh, you want biscuits? I'll give you biscuits. I can get biscuits.
Oh, don't tease me.
I can get you a biscuit if you want a biscuit.
And then look, there's some feet. Which that'll appeal to you.
Yeah, great. For some reason I have a foot fetish, apparently. That's the running theme. Let it roll for a little bit longer and I'll pause it and get you some fucking bickies. What the fuck was I talking? Yeah, they were trying to get me
on league. Yeah, because Arcane was good. I feel like the second series was a bit the storyline of it was a little bit over the place, but
I just think ultimately, it was such a good series.
Ultimately,
man,
the style of it and everything going on with it was just like,
what a catfish though. You play Arcane, you watch Arcane, you go, oh my god, this is based on a game. You go, this is a fucking game, crazy. And then you jump into League of Legends. It's fucking basically RuneScape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nothing, nothing to do with anything like the fucking
series.
Have you
seen some of the little animations that went with, like when they did new characters and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Like some of really them. Fucking cool.
And then you go, oh, it's just for League. You go, what's this? This is really, really interesting. And you go, oh, it's just League of Legends.
But they're all, everyone's jumping on, like World of Warcraft has a, not a season pass, but like a seasonal thing where you can get cosmetics and stuff like that, and you just gain it passively. And it's steampunk themed, and they have the fists and everything that look. Yeah. I've got a picture where it looks. Because I know that
they released basically all of the skins for those characters that appeared in Arcane, didn't they?
Literally, that fucking transmog.
Decent.
Someone's made via even with the fist weapons and everything. You go, you've inspired that off of somewhere. I wonder where. But like I was pointing out to my lord, I was like, League of Legends is the most toxic environment in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And someone made a good point. I think it was my mate Joe, and he was like, World of Warcraft is also the most toxic fucking game that you can play.
Yeah, I've literally scrolled up, what, like 7 videos, and it says yesterday at 11:17, it's a fucking league meme or a little video or whatever, and I'm like,
oh, grim, isn't it?
Fuck off with that shit. And then above that, it's or your Marvel Rivals.
Marvel Rivals, there you go. But they sent me, because John played Shaco is the character in League that he plays as, like, some clown rogue thing. And he sent me the video of the world's best Shaco, apparently. Yeah. And it was a compilation of all of his best plays and stuff like that.
Hey, look, it's me.
Because I was saying to him, I was like, I don't understand it. I see a League video, I don't get it. But at the same time, I can understand that, because if you showed someone that's never played WoW before any jungling MMO... What? Yeah, exactly. I don't know what any of that means.
He's feeding, he's bottom.
I have no idea what any of that means. So they're trying to explain it to me, and then John sent me this video, and I watched it, and it...
he's got his whatever, and...
I can't remember his fucking name, but I'm sure anyone that's listening that plays League will know the geezer that I'm talking about, but he looks like a typical fucking League player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big, massive geezer, fucking neck beard, and he's just... like a scene out of fucking South Park, that's quite mean, to be fair. Apologies, but he did look like that, right? And
you before you lost your wife.
I didn't understand any of it, and I watched it. It was about a 17-minute video or something like that, and I watched about 5 minutes of it, and I kept skipping through and seeing different bits, and I didn't understand it. A lot of the time he's hiding in a bush, a lot of the time he's dying, and a lot of the time I just don't understand what's happening. And I looked through the comments, and, oh my god, 3 minutes, 5 seconds was the best play I've ever seen in the world. Yeah. Oh my God, you're amazing. This is why you're the world's best. And I'm looking at, I don't understand any of this. And I said to John, I said, the geezer's just dying through most of it. I said, what
is this game?
And he starts talking about gold, some gold that you drop or something, and smart plays and all. And I was like, I don't get it.
You collect gold to get items that make you better,
to upgrade your characters,
and then you get better in that session, and then you're just more powerful, and the more gold you got, you get things faster.
But he was saying like there could be some scenarios where you've killed a load of things and gained a load of gold, but then you allow yourself to die by the hands of someone else, because it's actually they won't gain as much gold from killing you as you've gained from everything else, and blah blah blah. And he was like, don't worry, like we'll get you involved with it, like we'll get you playing it. I was like, nah. So uninterested in it, which is crazy, because it's one of the most popular games in the world consistently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consistently.
What is its thingy at the minute?
To the point, like the competitions and stuff that run for League are mental. The amount of money that is involved around that, and I know nothing about the game whatsoever. The only bits that I know are through what other people have told me through the Discord.
Oh, it's so... I've just looked up League of Legends current players, and it's come up live play account stats, has a total of 150 million registered players. Over 117 million players are actively playing monthly.
Fucking hell.
It's mad.
So there's only a drop off of what, like 33 million
online players in the last hour, nearly a million.
In the last hour,
yeah,
nearly a million people are playing League of Legends. Jesus Christ! See, that makes me want to try it.
Active players in the last month, 130. Well, nearly 132 million.
Jesus Christ! Fuck me. See, it makes you want to play it, just to see what the fuck is the hype, what is going on.
Thing is, I've watched enough of my pals play it, and I just look at it and go, I already know that's not my style of game.
It's the click to move that fucks me off.
In the slightest, I see it and go, I can't follow what the fuck is going on. Mm. I'm not a fucking bad gamer, but anything that's going on in that moment, I do not understand what the fuck is going on. Because I just see things blipping around, people moving and fucking doing whatever.
Because I've played MOBAs before. I'm not new to MOBAs. I've played the likes of Paragon, which when I was talking about it the other day, is actually shut down. I didn't even realise. Smite. There's quite a few MOBA clones out there, but those play differently to how League of Legends play, the play style and that click to movement and the top down camera view and all of that. So it's Yeah, I'm probably on the same stance as you, where I know that League isn't my cup of tea.
MOBAs don't do it for me. At all.
No, but I want to see exactly what the hype is about.
That my I can meet up with people they came round New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, and obviously we were doing our own thing. But even when we meet up outside of that and whenever else, that they can get onto the League topic, and I'll just shut off because I'm like, and it was even this way fucking 12 years ago. In college and whatever else, they're talking about League and they're talking about how they play it like most nights, and they're even sometimes they bring the laptop in, they're playing it there, and I'm looking at them going, I don't know what this is. What's going on?
Don't get it.
Fucking playing Teemo last night or whatever else. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I'm glad
I never got into it. I know that would probably not consume me because I'm not, I don't know, I don't feel like I get that absorbed in some of the things, but yeah.
I just want to see why it's so toxic. What makes it so toxic?
I think it's just because people just scream, like if you're doing bad, like, you know, get good, kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know, people take it so fucking, get so sweaty about it when ultimately it's just a fucking, I assume it's just ranked as well. Like when you get into it, I don't know how deep it goes, but they've got, you know, like fucking bronze 1, 2, 3. Fucking,
yeah, they got ranked modes and all
like you know, you get into that and fucking you're playing with something. you're shit. You're fucking, I can't believe you've done that. You've fucking lost.
Yeah,
it would get to you.
The only connection that I've got to it is playing.
Again, it comes to, I suppose, if you play with your friends.
Because
it's a team game, like you can only play with X amount of people. I don't know how many it is, because again, I don't fucking know. But like, if you get on with the people that you're playing with, you might be all right.
I suppose if you'd get to a certain point where, like, the only thing I can liken it to is when I used to be quite heavy in rated PvP for WoW, like arenas and rated battlegrounds, and obviously they had ratings rather than categories.
Yeah.
And yeah, you would get to a point where sort of you'd hit like 2,000 plus rating, and it would be like you'd get maybe like 5 or 6 rating for a win. But if you fucking lose, you're losing about 100 something rating. You go, you fucking, because it's such a,
that's what I mean, when it's such not, a when cunt it's not to just get it on back you because you can always think, you know, like we're spoke earlier about people's egos and stuff, that if you really push it down to it, you're like, oh, we didn't lose because of me, and then you go, you go, well, actually, because you were playing like a dick, you know, it's a team game, so ultimately we fucked it because we fucked it, not like, you know, you might go, oh yeah, my bad, I think
that's the toxicity in it, isn't it, is where you go, well, I was playing absolutely fine, you fucked up, rather than going, okay, we've made a mistake here. You did this wrong. I could have done this.
We can work on it this way.
But. Yeah, let's figure this out. But for some reason, when you're fucking... That's the crazy thing is most of the time...
It's like calling Jay bad at Overwatch.
He was terrible at Overwatch, though. He was really bad at
Space Marine 2.
Pokemon.
And bad at Pokemon.
He was bad at Space Marine 2 and all. And he won't listen to this. He won't have a fucking clue.
Roman will tell him about it.
But he gave it the absolute biggin from Wigan. With Overwatch 2, saying that, oh, he's fucking sick and bloody, 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 blah. Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking useless.
He let me down on Space Marine 2 when I joined him.
Oh, he was useless on that. I know. even for the, one or two games that I played with you boys, sat at the back doing fuck all. Sniping.
He was playing the Vanguard class and with the one with the grapple claw.
Mm.
And he kept going down, and I was like, what are you doing?
Who, me?
No, him. Like, he kept going down.
No, I was playing the grapple class, wasn't I?
This was the time before you joined us. Right. Like, it was just me and him, and I don't know if we had a random or a bot. He was like, yeah, I'm doing really well. And I was like, what difficult are we on? And it's like, normal. He's like, kept going down. I'm like, what's going on?
He's struggling.
What's going on, you little baby boy?
I remember him saying that he was shit hot.
That's what I mean. If you get people that say they're good and then they're not very good, and you think that you're better than them, and you go, well, you're a bit shit, and they get defensive and whatever, and it just carries on. Like, we can do it all in good humour and go, yeah, Jay, you're fucking
useless.
A bit shit.
Absolutely useless.
Like, and he'd go, right, yeah, great, thanks.
I wonder if I can fucking ring him if he'll answer.
His mate's coming round. He's got his mate's coming round with the quest, the Meta Quest.
I wonder if he'd answer. I very, very rarely ring him. So maybe.
So maybe you might.
Let's see.
Guest appearance. Here we go.
This is typical. Like, he won't fucking answer.
It's like prank call.
You know them one, them memes where
it
it's like...
It is also his... What time is it?
What's happening, bruv?
What's happening? You all right?
There he is.
Yeah, I'm just on MetaQuest. I'm doing someone's ear, bruv.
Yeah, no, that, no, that's not, fine. Not this ain't going to fucking take us that long, man. It's sweet. I'm on the podcast, so I'm recording you for a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe you'll actually listen to this episode if you can be bothered. Show some support. We're just talking about how waff you were at Overwatch 2.
All right, brilliant. No, listen... Right, Overwatch 2, that was a problem because I play with Aim Assist and you go onto PC, no Aim Assist, you whiff everything. I couldn't even jump with Lucio, so I don't know.
Console yeah, but that just sounds like an excuse to me.
Tell you, ask him about Space Marine.
Space Marine 2 as well, that was a problem there.
Space Marine, no way, no shot. No.
Pokemon, that's another issue.
No. Well, I'll tell you what the real issue now is, that my client is waiting. I'm MetaQuest Barbershop. Yeah. I'm the middle of his haircut, and now I don't know where to start.
You're cutting someone's hair on MetaQuest.
As you sure he's in the position to give fucking recommendations about haircuts.
He's got some eyebrow cut.
All right, well.
Spinning him round in his chair and everything.
It's yeah? Solid. All right, fair enough. Well, okay, maybe that's something that you'd be decent at then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Might be my main thing.
All right.
Okay. I am actually decent. I don't want everyone to think I'm not good.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that at all. We've just been talking about you for the last maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Wow, so the pod's actually
going to
be good.
Nah, shit, this episode.
Got a client,
yeah? Yeah, alright, well I'll let you go, mate. I'll speak to you later.
Thank you, mate. I've got a job on. All right. Everyone's out
at
the weekend. I need to get the haircut done.
Alright, mate, no worries.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maybe he will listen. Maybe he'll listen. 32 minutes in, about 30 odd minutes is where he fucking is where I'll remind him.
What episode is this going to be that he's going to he's not going to listen to?
What is this, 106 or 7, right, something like that? I think.
Fucking, I mean, not that. No, he's further than that.
Oh, is it? Oh no, that's the patrons.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to episode 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. I think it's like 107 on the Patreon episodes. Patreon.com/ what's the bathrooms.
Oh, shameless little
plug it that way. Oh. So yeah, that's that's the crack.
That's Jay.
He added me the today on Marvel Rivals.
Did he?
So I'll probably play one game with him and go,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
sweet.
He won't ever play it.
But
again.
I don't think they've got the, because to be in his defense, it does seem stupid that you're going to enable crossplay on Overwatch 2 and then the people that are playing on console get their aim assist taken away from them when they join a lobby that involves PC players, because that is such a massive disadvantage.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially with the movement on PC. Like I said this morning when we was in the yard, I'm doing about fucking 1080 worth of spins before he's even done 180 himself.
Yeah.
Like it's very, very much not fair.
Fucking rookie.
Because I never realised how... Because far prefer shooting on mouse and keyboard.
It feels weird because I said it to someone. Who did I say it to? It might be off the back of when we did across Christmas. Alicia got a Switch and we got the Switch dock and we were playing little games on that. And then obviously like with my parents and her dad and brother and like her mum and whatever and different people and like my brother and obviously everyone's digging me out because they're going, oh yeah, he's just too good and fucking whatever. It's like, no, it's just I've been playing video games for a little while I know how to use a fucking
I'm not a fucking boomer.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, pretty much. And then it was like, I said to her, it was like, it's weird going from originally being a console gamer obviously with a controller, then you migrate to PC and you're using mouse and keyboard, and how much like your aiming gets so much better on a mouse, but then your movement's fucking weird on on the PC with a keyboard compared to like, you know, smooth movement with the like driving games. Try doing a fucking
driving game on a fucking WASD.
It's
fucking no chance.
Cunt.
It's grim. It's because you haven't got the motion of it with an analog stick. You can feel it way better.
And then occasionally going back to playing, you know, games on Switch or or, you know, I got the dock for the Steam Deck and I haven't really played it yet, but obviously picked up a new controller to have two so that we could potentially play more games, and being like, it's going to be weird going back like in that weird middle ground.
Yeah, to a controller.
Yeah, because I don't play a lot of controller stuff.
Yeah, because I know that when Steph was asking me the other
even
week,
using the Steam Deck to me is a bit,
it's weird. Yeah, it feels weird. Yeah. Because that's the only main gripe I've ever got about the Steam Deck is I find it a little bit too big, because it's almost like even though it doesn't really make a lot of sense, I just feel like where you're holding it, the joystick needs to be a little bit closer into the edges for your thumb, because maybe. I find my thumb is overstretching, or if you try and use the back triggers and your thumbs at the same time, it feels like your hand stretching more.
I find that I don't like the new PlayStation controllers.
Do you not?
No.
No?
I don't really like the PlayStation controllers in general.
No?
I find especially the newer ones, I find them too small.
Because
I find where I put when I'm gripping, I find that I put the middle of the pad in that section of my thumb rather than that point when I'm moving around.
Yeah, I do the same thing. But you do it on the ball of your thumb.
Yeah, rather than anything. And I can't do it any other way, which then fucks me up when I'm trying to do stuff a lot of the time.
Yeah, see, I
was a Xbox, which I find that having that position
different layout
higher and that one lower works so much better to me that having them together, scrunched together.
Yeah, see, I've always been Sony. I've always been PlayStation, so that's so ingrained to me that playing on an Xbox controller feels
having
fucking
that,
horrible.
That
I hate it, because I go, well, why the fuck is one up here and one's down here? That don't work.
You're not coming around to mine then.
Everyone's like, oh, it's the best way to play on a controller. For me, I don't like it. But it's the same with WoW, where everyone uses a shitload of keybinds for everything and blah, 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 blah. I'm still fucking WASD and fucking
three.
Q and E to strafe, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, and then fucking click the rest.
Because you've got a funny mouse, haven't you, as well? Like,
yeah, but
a
I don't
multi-button mouse.
Yeah, but I don't use it, so I've got
exactly the same.
The Naga Trinity, I've got one, but obviously it's got the interchangeable side plating for it, and you've got one where it's 9 buttons in a ring, and then another one where they're all in a fucking row, and I think it goes
stacks
up to 12 or 16 or something like that. And I've tried using both of them, don't like it. The one that I have literally has 2 side buttons on it, which I incorporate now into WoW by using keybinds, because it's there and it makes life easier. But it's like loads of people have always, whenever I see screen grabs of other people's UIs and stuff, where they will have like big portions of their keyboards are bound to different abilities and shit like that. And I go, I can't fathom that.
I wouldn't be able to keep track of it.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
But it's like when, like I say, a lot of people, WASD is the main movement. Q and E are your strafing left and right. A hell of a lot of people will bind Q and E, so your strafes, and S, which is your backpedaling, 2 abilities. So all your movement is W, A and D. So you can rotate left and right and move forward.
I can only move
and
forward.
That's it. Because what they do is they completely devoid that. And if you hold in both mouse buttons, it moves you. And then obviously you can move the mouse, and then that will move your character. Ooh. But that's what most people do because it frees up this hand to then use all your keybinds.
Yeah.
Which I have tried before in the past, and it felt so horrendously grim, because you've got to remember that's over a decade's worth of me playing WASD, QE, and then the numbers on the keyboard. So to then try and
change
that
to something like that,
because someone else is saying it's going to make you it's going to make you play better, and you go, I already play good. I'm already good doing what I'm
but
doing.
It could unlock
that little bit
more.
You could be even better. Going, I'm already sitting near the top. I don't need it.
Yeah,
that's
that.
Fine. Don't need to worry about that.
Fuck that.
Like from a DPS point, because obviously from healing you use an add-on anyway, so it's all fucking mouse clicks, and that's a whole different ball game. But from DPS, because I'm playing a fucking simple class anyway, I'm already fucking in terms of meters up there. We don't need to worry about doing any of that. You know what I mean? So I just can't fucking.
Yeah.
But when I first started playing shooting games and stuff on PC, it does just feel...
It feels better.
The only bit that prevents me from doing it all the time is because I've got a laptop and not a PC. So my laptop can run pretty much everything, but in terms of running stuff... Beauty of console is console's designed to run the games that are fucking made for it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to fuck around with any settings other than like fidelity or performance. So you buy a game, you expect it to run at its optimum fucking settings, full stop.
Yeah.
There's no adjusting there.
Whereas, 60 or 30 FPS. Yeah,
whereas with a PC, there's all these different things that you can adjust and everything, which is great.
What was there was a game I couldn't, I ended up, what was that one? Atomic Heart.
I played that on this.
And it was all interesting. I couldn't play it because I couldn't adjust the FOV. It made me feel ill.
Yeah, very annoying.
It made me feel really ill.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly what you
mean. So I just went, no, I'm done.
Think that's the reason why I stopped playing it, because I was really enjoying it and I got about 2/3 of the way through and just never finished it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, but also the fact that where I'm playing on a laptop, it's not the smallest screen in the world. It's also nowhere near the biggest screen in the world. It's a nice screen.
It's not that much, though. I'd say, what?
It's not tiny, but no. At the same time, the the ease of just spinning the chair around and picking up a controller and then there's a big old fucking telly there.
Yeah.
And I can just lean back and do it like
that. It was, what did my lot say? New Year's, we played Mario Party Jamboree on the Switch. And they played that a lot when we went to Ireland. But when we were in Ireland, we did it, played it on a projector. on a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can imagine when we played that during the day, when it was still light out, obviously it was Ireland, so it was fucking grey.
Decent.
But like, it was still difficult to see, and especially for some of the little activities. But then obviously as it got into, we stayed up till fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, as it is now, it's fucking dark, that you could actually see everything. And they were saying it was, when we put it on the TV, they're like, I'm glad we can fucking see stuff this time.
Yeah. We've got one of those projectors that we've always toyed with the idea of doing something like that.
It is good if you've got the right setup for it.
But I think waiting to move house, get our own place.
Oh God, here
and
we
then
go.
This was when a couple of weeks ago when Steph was like, she was like, do you reckon you'll get a PC? Because right now, the reason I chose laptop is because it needs to move around a lot. The laptop gets used for the podcast on a weekly basis. The laptop stays in one position for the rest of the week. However, when I do need to move it, I can, rather than having the big fucking rig set up that I can't move. Obviously, you can move a PC, but it's an upheaval to do it consistently on a weekly basis. So that's why I went for laptop.
It's one of those ones, again, where we've lived the same, or we lived the same life. Because when, what was it, B? 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I went, that was when I made my change from being a console gamer, heavily Xbox, but with a dabble into PlayStation. And then I got a gaming laptop. I went, okay, I can do my coursework stuff on it.
But I
can also game.
Play games, yeah. So I sort of said, we get our own place and then we've got the room where nothing's fucking, where we're beholden as to whether something moves around or not.
Yeah.
Then when I've got the space to facilitate it, I will get a PC. Obviously that will be a big cost. Like Owen's fucking PC, $2,500. Still crashes when he tries to play Rivals though. So that's fucking great. It's like, it's Rivals, not the PC. All right, mate.
That's literally why just before we moved, in that half year before I moved, that I basically just went, right, I'm making a new PC because I can't afford it afterwards.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm worried about because I've only got about a month.
Yeah. No, you've got ages, don't worry.
The boat's fucking sailed. Yeah. When this one falls through, I've got another year fucking waiting. So I feel like when I get a proper PC set up, that will be when I start buying shit for PC as opposed to... Because right now, if a AAA comes out and I want to play it, If it's on everything, I'm gonna get it on console.
Yeah.
Whereas if I've got a rig that I know will be able to run it decent, because that's the confliction, is you go, right, well, you take Cyberpunk for example. This will play Cyberpunk fine. Yeah. But if I want it to look absolutely stunning, not gonna do it.
To play about.
There's gonna be a little bit of an issue there. Whereas I could just play it on the PS5 where it did look absolutely fantastic and I haven't got to do anything there.
Yeah, that is the one major downside.
Is it's always evolving. Always.
Yeah, as soon as you put something in it, it's
outdated.
Something new is coming out, and unless you can, that's the whole reason I had to get a new one, is because mine's like 6 years old, 7 years old, maybe a little bit older. Maybe it's 8 years, I can't really remember it. But the motherboard's out of date. Can't put a new graphics card in it.
Nice, decent. So you have to change the motherboard before you can change the graphics card.
Yeah. Yeah. So going from, I had a 1080, still solid bit of kit, still powerful now, but wanted to get a little bit more out of it and play more and more new games coming out on better settings, go, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, because this
can't move up to the next one.
What's this? This has a...
It's annoying how expensive it is. There is a lot more, like, I'd say longevity in it in some respects, but...
I think this has a 4080 in it. No, a 4060.
Oh, baby.
I think.
Oh, baby.
It says it on the system.
I can't remember what mine's got.
Performance, here we go. It has... Not going to tell me. Here we go. 11th gen Intel i7. Really? You're not going to tell me? Oh, no, sorry. It has a 3080.
What have I got?
NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080.
4070 Ti. In mine?
See, I don't know what any of that means.
Sometimes
I ain't got fucking clue what any of that means. Annoying. Oh my God, you've got a 4080 Ti that's so much better than the fucking 1072 PX. I've no idea.
Such a load of bollocks.
I ain't got any clue. It plays WoW fantastic. It plays Marvel Rivals fantastic. Yeah. I ain't got a fucking clue what any of that means.
It makes me laugh because it's one of those ones where it's like, you've got such a powerful PC, but why are you playing fucking Minecraft?
Pretty much.
And you go, it's a peaceful life.
Yeah, because I fucking can. It's currently 43 degrees and it's outputting 10 watts of power. You can overclock it and all that shit. I ain't got a fucking clue what any of that does. I ain't got a clue. People keep talking about updating their graphics drivers, right? I update mine, but everyone's got a different way. How do you do yours?
I've got a... Mine's the auto updater, so I literally just fucking...
So I've got the control, I've got the NVIDIA control panel, so I click on that, and then, I mean, it won't because I've got no internet, but it tells me if I've got the latest driver installed. But I know that there's a lot of people that do it manually.
Yeah, I haven't got the fucking...
I don't understand that, because like...
I've got no interest in that.
Because if
the wizard can do it, the wizard can do it.
This is what I mean, because I can go on MSI's website... And then look up all the different drivers, but then I have to manually download them, unzip them myself,
your elite Discord friends?
I've no fucking idea. They can explain it to me. Connor will be listening to this because he listens to all of them, and he will undoubtedly, when I next play with him and he's listened to this, he will explain to me what it is, and I'll sit there not listening to any of it and just go, but "Thank you."
He seems like an intelligent geek, so
he's you. He's you. He's
but I don't know any of that.
No, but you're nerdy in most other ways. He's a Warhammer geek and all.
Oh.
He's nerdy.
We're going to have to fight, aren't
we? He's nerdy in the same way that you're nerdy. If I got you two in a room together and set you off with Warhammer, the pair of you are just going to start fucking bouncing off each other. Tism.
Oh,
be able to smell it from under
the door.
Yeah,
but it's going to go like Highlander, isn't it, though?
What do you mean?
There can be only one.
Nah.
They'll have to suck him
off. Nah. They're proper nerdy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Owen is Steph's mate from work, and we've taken him under our wing because he's a young'un. Like, he's 19.
Wee-in. Proper wee-in.
And
Zoomer.
And he is nerdy in the same way that we're all fucking nerdy. But when you start playing Marvel Rivals with all of the nerds together, and then you start getting them on topics of conversation like League and Warhammer and fucking Age of Civilization and all this other stuff. And you go, yeah, you're way nerdier than I am. Nothing wrong with it at all because it's a wealth of knowledge. I take it all in. But I go, fucking hell, like you boys are proper fucking, you know way more shit than I do. And I thought I was a nerd.
Did I tell you how cringy I felt in the Warhammer when I went to play Warhammer 2v2 with my pal?
Oh God, was it like proper fucking measuring tapes out and all sorts of shit?
So we went in.
I think you'll find it's actually 2.7 centimetres away.
Genuinely.
Was it like...
So we rocked it. Like, we were there. I rocked in late because I was like not originally intending on going there. And then when, obviously, the other two were late. My pal's usually late, but we all... mobbed in and they'd already sort of started setting up and I just rocked in because I was like, okay, I may as well turn up. And we all seemed nerdy but relatively normal. And like, fucking, they got the cans of Monster there and fucking whatever else, and we're all eager there to have a good time. And we say, right, what are we doing? Obviously 2v2. And we went, so we just have a fucking bust up. We all went, yeah, sweet, We won't do any fucking extra shit. No objectives, no fucking cards, no fucking whatever. We'll just do, we can have our army rules, even though we're playing like two armies, and we can still do command points and whatever else, but we won't do victory points, we won't do fucking anything. And we're just having a good time. We're just fucking getting into it, fucking smashing each other, causing chaos, whatever. And I hear from the table next to me the fucking, well, I think you're actually...
Oh my God!
And I just glance over and they're the most like fucking beta,
yeah,
soy boy looking, like fucking sweaty, greasy...
Sigma males.
Like grabbing out the fucking laser pointer and being like... My piece of this can see your piece of that.
Oh, my.
I can highlight your virginity from here. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I was like, help.
Some people take it really fucking serious, though.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of money to take it
fucking
serious.
And I thought, I know we're nerdy and fucking weird. And I was like, they're something else.
Mm.
They're the furry con. Like,
I don't get why it's so intriguing, because they're not harming anyone.
No.
You know what I mean? They're harmless. Nerdy nerds are harmless. They're not doing anything. They're just really, really, really fucking in depth with the shit that they
You
like.
Call me autistic. They were...
They're proper fucking...
That was something beyond.
Proper there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bathed in chicken nuggets and ketchup.
Yeah, proper only shit. Dinner they'll eat is like Mark.
Proper war
potato
shit.
Smileys and fucking
banging
chicken nuggets.
English tapas.
Oh yeah, we had English tapas the other day.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
When they came around, literally all, just man. Had fucking boxes of fucking Iceland's
bargees.
Oh yeah. That was her parents.
Sorry.
Right.
An Indian night one night and then fucking English cuisine the next.
Yeah. And what?
Fantastic.
You're just jealous because you weren't invited.
We'll leave it on that high note, shall we?
Yeah.
Right, and go and do the Patreon.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. See you later, everyone. Uru.
Uru.